looking, amen, praise God, at this name, can you say amen, of this Christian worker, praise God, amen, and I'm like you, I want to say Didus, but they told me, amen, the right pronunciation is Didus, can you say amen, amen, praise God, and so, amen, praise God, whether Didus or Didus, can you say amen, in the Greek, amen, praise God, the first, amen, portion of his name, amen, has reference to devotion. Amen, praise God. It means one that is devoted. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And the remaining portion of his name is referencing to a goddess. Can you say amen? Aphrodite, praise God, or Didus. Can you say amen? You might call her the goddess Venus, praise God, who was the goddess, amen, praise God, in mythology, amen, of love. And so, praise God, when we're looking at this name, praise God, amen, and it's not dealing with idolatry, but rather looking at his name, praise God, it is looking at one who is devoted to love. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. His name, amen, praise God, speaks to, amen, the idea that he is devoted to love. Amen, praise God. We don't see him, amen, appearing anywhere else in Scripture, certainly not in the Old Testament, but only two times he's mentioned in the New Testament, both in the book of Philippians in chapter number 2 and again in chapter number 4. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God, and amen, so praise God, he, amen, praise God, is not, amen, a name, or his name is not one that easily rolls off the tongue, amen, as you already see, praise God, and amen, praise God, it's not a name that is mentioned so frequently, can we say amen, and so praise God, it's easy to question, who is Aphrodite? Can you say amen? Who is he? Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, as Paul writes, amen, praise God, to the Philippian church, amen, he expresses his own, amen, praise God, idea of who this man of God is. Amen, praise God. And as we read there in Philippians chapter number 2, we find that Paul says of him that he is my brother. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. It means something, praise God, when the personal pronoun is used. Can you say amen? He's not just a brother. He's my brother. Can we say amen? Amen. Surely a brother, praise God, amen, praise God, can be, amen, praise God, anyone, praise God, who has, amen, praise God, any male that has siblings, can you say amen, is a brother, can we say amen? But, amen, praise God, just identifying, amen, the definite article, just a brother, is so much different from being my brother. Because when it's my brother, it becomes personal. Can we say amen? And amen, praise God. And in the church, praise God, we need more personal. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. Tell your neighbor, in the church, we need more personal. Amen, praise God. And Paul says, he's my brother. Make it very personal, praise God. And so, amen, praise God, the church needs to be personal. Not necessarily, amen, praise God, in your business, amen, but identifying, praise God, that you belong, amen, to them in a loving and a personal kind of way. Amen, praise God. You might not fight for a brother, but you will fight for my brother. And if it's personal, if it's yours, can you say amen? Amen. You stand up for it. Can you say amen? You will fight it. Amen. Praise God. And go forward. Praise God. In amen. Praise God. That personal relationship. Paul doesn't stop with saying, he's my brother. Can you say amen? But he goes on to say, praise God.
is he my personal, amen, praise God, brother, and I count him personally as a brother in love, but he's my companion in labor. I'll tell you, neighbor, you need somebody to help you work in the kingdom of God. Amen, praise God. So Paul says, he's not just my brother, but he's my companion in the labor of the Lord. Amen, my companion will stand with me. My companion will be there when I need him. My companion, hallelujah, won't, hallelujah, forsake me when times are rough. Can you say amen? So Paul says that from, amen, Epaphroditus, praise God, is not just my brother, amen, but he's my companion. Can you say amen? Wouldn't it be a beautiful thing if all the people of God had an idea of personal relationship that brother, that's my sister. Can you say amen? That's my fellow laborer in the Lord. I'm your preacher tonight. Amen. Paul is not done. Can you say amen? Paul also says, not only is he my brother, not only is he my companion, but he is my fellow soldier.
Say, that's mine.
church that's gonna lift high, worrying about him. Are y'all hearing me? He wasn't complaining because they wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing. He wasn't complaining because they didn't step up to the mark, but because he was devoted to love. Yeah. Hallelujah.